I'd like to read some scripture to you, and it's from Philippians chapter 3. I'd like to share a little bit about it with you later. It's Philippians 3. The context is this. It's verse 10 is the context. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Now, that's a context. That's a setting for this. Not that I have already obtained all of this. Let me add the "and not" again. And not that I have already been made perfect. So what do I do? What do we do? Listen to it. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. And all of us who are mature should take such a view of these things. We'll look back, we'll look now, and we'll look on. Watch with a second hand on it, or a clock with a second hand on it. You can talk to me, you know, I don't mind. Yes, you got one. You got one. We use seconds to measure time. And here's one of those trivial things. By the time you reach 75 years of age, you will have ticked away 2.5 billion seconds. How about that, eh? You're halfway there. I'm beyond it. Jeremy is beyond it, and we're behind it. Incredible. It's a rubbish kind of thing. 2.5 billion seconds. You see, when you have a heart attack, you can go in a second. When you get involved in an accident, you can go in a second. And the 2.5 billion don't even come into the argument. Do you know what the scripture says? Paul says, redeem the time. Make the most of every opportunity. It's Ephesians 5. Do you know what Moses wrote a psalm. Moses said, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That's Psalm 90. And it's Moses who tells us that the length of our days is 70. And if by reason of your strength, 80 or more. But I've given you the idiom, the phrase, but not this bit. Their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and they fly away. And here we are on the threshold of a new year. And the old year is gone. We'll say to one another, Happy New Year, and all of that. It's incredible how we come to faith in Christ, how we experience what the Bible calls the new birth, so we have a new nature and a new heart and a new life and a new hope and a new task. And at the end, when that final second ticks, eternity, forever with the Lord. You see, I want to cut out a whole chunk of stuff here. Let me share three simple things with you. Paul was talking about, he's using the analogy of the athlete, really. You know, they had their kind of Olympic Games and other events. And he's talking about pushing on, reaching forward, stretching out as if you were in a race, straining to whatever is ahead. But he says, don't ever forget this. Some things are behind us. 2023 is behind us. And he talks of forgetting what is behind. Now, can I give you some help to understand this Bible word, forget? It really means you fail to remember. You deliberately fail to remember. You see, apart from when you get old like myself and a couple of the others here, we forget because we've just got old. And some people forget because the brain is malfunctioning, you see. But you know, you cannot forget, you see. So how can we ask God to forget our sin? You see, does it mean it doesn't count for anything? Well, we know it counts for the cross. But to forget in Bible terms means to be no longer influenced by what you did. It no longer has to affect you, you see. And here it is in Hebrews 10 and 17. Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. That's his forgetting. It's behind us. So we're not required to perform some kind of mental and psychological deals. We repent. We ask for forgiveness. We ask God, change things for me, will you? And see. So I've got a question. Is there something from 2023 we need to repent of? To let go? Do you remember David? He messed up his life with Bathsheba. And Psalm 51 tells you how the agony of it all. The moment he gets is when he comes back. If there's been something you messed up with in 2023, repent, ask God's forgiveness, and move from it. It's behind us. And is there something we neglected to do in 2023? Some issue that God challenged us about, and we didn't go all the way down the line. That could have started a drifting. Repent. Say, hey, I've got time. It's 2023 still. I want you, Lord, to remember it no more. Deal with it in my heart. It's behind me. But what about before me? I press on. It resolves to do something. The one thing everybody associates with the new year is making resolutions. And some of them become so impossible, you've broken before January the 1st is through. You see? And others, they're so trivial. They has to be incidental, not worth even you thinking it through. Well, I'm only going to eat 3 chocolate cakes this week instead of 4 or 5. That's not a resolution. That's a trivial thing. But I tell you what is I resolve in my heart to follow you, Jesus. That's a different thing. Do you know what Daniel resolved to do? If you go back, we looked at Daniel and his life in the first chapter. Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and the wine. He'd been taken into captivity. He was a teenager. And the decision was made to exploit his potential by training him to be one of the king's counselors. He was the creme de la creme. He was the best amongst the crop. So a program of re-education into Babylonian culture and language and thinking was established. And nothing was allowed to distract him from that. And one of the ways was through the diet that he would be fed. And he said, that's not what I want. And he resolved not to defile himself with the wine and the royal food and so on. And 70 years, the consequence was he was God's man. And he said some things that apply to us here in our time and in our generation. He described what's happening in our world. Read Daniel 12, you'll see it. Knowledge will increase. People run to and fro. There'll be earthquakes, there'll be floods, there'll be storms, there'll be disasters. You can read it. But he began with the teenager saying, I won't live any other way but God's way. Jacob resolved to bring his tithe to the Lord. He said, I have made a vow and I will give to the Lord the tenth. You see, he was a runaway. He was a fugitive because of the way he had cheated and defrauded his own brother and so on. And there he was sleeping with a rock, a stone, a smooth stone for a pillow. And there's a letter from heaven down there. And he sees descending and ascending. He has an encounter with God. And it so touched his life that for the rest of his life, he resolved that God would have what God was due. And in 2024, let's resolve to live God's way. And let's give God the things he's looking for. You know, when Jacob made that resolution, he had a bundle of cloths and a lunchbox. That's all. But God, you'll have your place in my life. David resolved to make God's word central. I will meditate on your precepts day and night. This book, the Bible, became a key. Make sure that in 2024 that every day you open the book. Make God's word your delight. He resolved to make prayer real. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. Psalm 116. Would you in 2024 say at the beginning of every day, Lord, you've given me another day and I want to use it and give it back to you. I want you to lead me. I want you to bless me. I want you to put your arms underneath me and around me. And would you just open your day with a prayer, with a word, with a prayer? You see, those are the things before us. The way you live your life. The way you react day by day. And what's beyond us? I press on towards the goal. You see, the writer in Hebrews puts it another way, a much firmer way, when he says, let's run the race that is before us and never give up. And here's the key. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. Do you remember the shepherds we've been talking about? It was not enough to see the angels up in the sky, to hear the songs. They had to go and see. They were not satisfied until they saw the one about whom the angels were singing. And you know, I talked to you about the old man holding the baby in the clods. And Simon says, do you know what I've seen? You're seeing a baby, Simon. What are you talking about? Look, these two young people. No. Mine eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. I've waited for this day. I've waited for this day. And over here, there's a lady, Anna, the prophetess. And she declares it the same. Why? They've seen he who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see? And he's come to be the light of the world. The shepherds, they went back to their jobs, but they were telling everybody about this wonderful Jesus. Hey, fix your eyes on him for 2024. Realize we can't repay him for all that he's done for us. He took our place. He went to the cross. He died for us. He saved us for time and eternity. He reached down and then he went back, so that you and I will spend eternity with him. When one of the seconds is the final second, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And would you realize God's richest blessing rests in the hands of those who will trust him, who will be faithful, and realize that this may be, I do this, this may be my, to be able to write 2024, maybe the last time I can write that. So I'm determined, whatever he allows me to have, my eyes are fixed on Jesus. To live for him, to share my life with others, telling about him. You see, there's some things behind me. They're gone. I wished I'd done them differently, but I didn't. They're gone. And there are some things before me. There are these things that are beyond me. And one day, I'll cross the river. And one day I'll sing the song, not here anymore, but there. And I'll be listening out for you. I'll be listening out for your songs. You see, I call out to you again and again. You lift me up, yes, you do that. And one day you'll take me home. None of us has any sinecure on our tomorrow. So you have to guarantee that you'll spend it and live it for Jesus, the King of Kings. Where he's going to take us as a church, I don't know. How he's going to solve our problems, I don't know. All I know is that I don't want to drift away. I want to take the moment of time, because there's still time, you see. And we're going to finish in a moment with, I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see. But one stands near, he's going to guard my heart. He's going to hold my hand. He's going to take me on. He'll do the same for you. It's been a hodgepodge. I've waited for testimony and song. The folk are not here to give it. That's fine. But be encouraged. The end of the year has come. The year lies ahead. We dedicate it afresh to Him, to serve Him anew, to determine to go His way, to determine, you know, I press on to gain the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We'll sing 269. And you say, did you forget? Brian Webber look at me and say, have you forgotten the collection? Take the collection while we're singing. Stay seated for a couple of verses. We'll take the offering. We need £27.42 or 2.5 pence to finish the year off. You know on the half penny, don't you? Do you girls know about the half penny, the halfpenny? The John Williams ship was on it. The old LMS Missionary Society. And Mary Ferguson sat where the Webbs are sitting now. She was my secretary for years. When she was 8 years of age, she'd been a baby abandoned on the doorstep in Fulcher's. It's now the hairdresser's on the corner. Abandoned on that doorstep. And Fulcher's, the shoe people, took her into East Street, that big house now that the social services have. That was his home. He took in 4 children, and Mary was one of them. And Mary, when she was 8, she'd learned to love the Lord Jesus here. And with her friend, they collected ship halfpennies. They collected £20. There were 240 pence. That meant there were 480 halfpennies. And they collected £20 times 480 and gave it for the John Williams ship to ride to Kiribati. And 50-odd years later, I went there. And I brought Mary back some of the stuff from the Micronesian islands. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it all began with halfpennies. 8-year-old girls doing their best. It's the doxology blessing. And we're going to end our service with that. How good is the God we adore, a faithful and changeable friend. Bow with me. As this year dawns and runs to its close, we let things go and we offer ourselves afresh. And as we stand on the threshold of 2024, then we commit the coming year to you. I ask your blessing on every family, every home, every individual that's here standing before you, Lord, this morning. Would you bless them? Would you smile upon them? Would you graciously touch each one of them as we offer ourselves anew to you? May this coming year be one of dedication and commitment and service. And for all the drifters that have gone from us, bring them back. Bring them back. May this be the year of fruitfulness and blessing. So the Lord put his hand and favor upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. God go with you. Be blessed of him. Have a happy and blessed new year, 2024.